Welcome to the Dirt Shed Show New Year's special. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Happy New Year!
We have got a cracking show coming up, so let's get on with it. Yes, Happy New Year all. Welcome back to the Dirt Shed Show. Now, it has been a mental, hectic, crazy time the last year here at GMBN HQ with a lot of changes, and most noticeably these two guys. Oh. Get on, don't you get on? Yes, two brand new presenters have started this year, Fergus, James, and it's been actually an incredible year where we've produced some amazing content. You guys have really smashed it, so I thought in this show we'd have a look back at some of our favourite ones, what we've done, and then we might even tease on some stuff that's coming up. So I think I'm going to kick things off, if that's all right.
Go on,
so my top three I'm going to go, but for my first one, it's the Sassiere, the Aiguille de la Grande Sassiere.
James's favourite as
well. Yeah, I know. So that was summiting what was claimed as Europe's highest rideable peak. And we're going to use rideable with a pinch of salt, right, mate? So we did it together.
Yeah, highest hikeable peak.
Right? It was a mission to get up and wild to get down. And we had a bit of drama because you got a bit poorly, didn't you?
I know, I really didn't expect it. I sort of thought, I'm quite fit, everyone talks about altitude, I'll be all right. And lo and behold, I got a little bit poorly.
You did. But I mean, it did make for a very good video.
Yeah.
You lot out there certainly enjoyed watching it. And it was such an incredible place that that's why I thought, like, it had to make my top three. And it was, I think it was our first video we did together.
Yeah, you know what? That was actually going to be one of my highlights as well. That was our first ever trip together.
Was it?
It was completely... I would say it was the deep end, yeah.
It was the deep end.
But I absolutely loved it. It was completely different to anything I'd ever done racing or riding a bike before. And I was just in my element, like in the mountains, beautiful weather, good crew.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It was an awesome trip.
All right, moving on. Ferg, come on, what have you got? Because you've done some mad things this year.
Yeah, so kicking things off, speaking of the deep end, I did my first ever video was out with Remy Metallier riding some hideous slabs.
That's a deep end to go in at, too, isn't it?
Yeah, that was pretty scary. It was an amazing trip. Got to do so many different things, ride some incredible places. But yeah, crucially, got taught by Remy how to ride steep stuff and also definitely found my limit.
I remember, did you get to the end, like the last feature, wasn't it? And it was like mad.
Yeah, I just was like, it was like falling off an elevator three stories.
Wow.
He's like, oh yeah, just roll off it. I'm like, no.
Maybe not.
I decided against that one. So yeah, it was a bit much.
Mental. Right, James, you mentioned the Sassy. Obviously, we did it together. What have you got for us in this?
Actually got another one from that trip as well. So we did loads that trip.
We did. It was hectic, wasn't it?
So you also did your Passport de Soleil ride.
I did.
But at the start of the trip, so we got rained off the first day, and then they're like, oh, we'll switch things around a bit. You go ride down Leger, down a World Cup track on an XC bike.
Yeah, I had a rest day.
The day after, it literally bucketed it down. And that, again, was a completely new experience for me. Never rode a World Cup level downhill track in my life. Spent a lot of time on XC bikes. The lift was shut because it was the end of the season, so me and the videographers hiked up. So
I remember
before we even got up there.
Dude, you should have seen his face. It was less than impressive.
Yeah, and then just gave it my best shot of riding down. You know, the funny thing was, to start with, the first few bits were like fairly like doable. I was like, this is going to be me. Just, I've killed it here.
I am smashing it.
Like, there's going to be nothing wrong and I'm just going to prove XC bikes are great. And then we got to this one like off-camber rutted section as this big gloopy soft puddle. I just rode into it and just...
Big bench press.
Back wheel came up. And I just slid down the bank on my belly. Like a little penguin. And that was my highlight.
And here is said highlight.
Oh, f*** hell.
Beautiful, mate. Beautiful. Yeah. I'm going to go on to like my number two. These aren't in an order as such, but it's a slightly more wholesome video. I went bikepacking with my old man.
Nice.
You know, he's late 60s, had his knees replaced, and I took him out on an e-bike. I was on my XC bike, and we went bikepacking for the night down in the southwest of the UK, and it was just a good time spent with my old man. He is clueless. He's not shy. He just heckled me most of the way. Yeah. It was just some good father-son time, which a lot of you like folk out there seem to sort of relate to as well, because the e-bike allowed dad to ride. We did about 80k over the 2 days, which he'd never have done on a normal, not in a million years. No, I mean, I'm a little older than you, so your parents were probably a bit younger than mine, I should imagine.
60-ish.
Yeah, so yeah, mine are a little older, but it was just wicked to like explore proper, like bike pack it up, all self-sufficient, go to the pub in the evening and just have a bit of father-son time, really.
Yeah, lovely.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, Ferg, what have you got for us?
So my second one was, of course, the urban downhill in Genoa. Of course, come on. I need to stop going on about it, but that was the most...
I feel like I've been hearing about this for 2 years before you were even here.
Yeah, I know. Well, you have to deal with some
the predecessor.
Things. Yeah, exactly. But that race, it is the most mental thing I've ever done, and the adrenaline I got off of that was insane. But also the after party was...
Yeah, was it good?
It was really good.
Deservedly so, because you smashed it, buddy. Like, you actually made it down the whole course, which was something we hadn't achieved quite yet.
No, I was pretty happy to make it down alive, and I think that was what made it so much better, was that just I was on such a high, and then, just to finish it was incredible. So.
Were you under any, like, pressure? I mean, I know there would be none from work.
Yeah.
Other than to not mully yourself, but, like, from yourself... to do the right, like, to get down and, or like, get through the video, should we say?
Yeah, I think so. I think you go out to something like that and you're under no disillusion that, you know, you're going there to do a job and it's a big race. But I, you know, when I went out, I knew what would happen to Blake and things like that. And so I was like, oh, it's a lot of stress. And
then, we don't have part two.
No, exactly. And then first run down, two of the course openers end up in intensive care. I was just like, mentally, this is not doing me any favours here. But yeah, like I wanted to finish it myself. You know, that's been a goal on my list. I've always wanted to do an urban downhill since I was, 16. So
amazing.
Really cool to tick it off.
Well, we're glad you made it through, that's for sure. And it's blooming, the video's done amazing. So awesome work, James.
Slightly bigger challenge. I went for a bike ride with my brother.
I've not met your brother, but is it that much of a challenge?
Yeah, it was a big challenge, but. I really enjoyed this one, like having my brother in the video. This was the video we did, Does Anyone Actually Mountain Bike Anymore in the Peak District?
Yeah.
It's just nice, like riding my brother, I rode with him more than anyone else, like going back to basics, doing what I did growing up.
Yeah.
People seem to like resonate with this thing of maybe not doing big jumps and downhill. But I,
Each end of the spectrum here, isn't it?
Yeah, it was nice, like just to do something that I really enjoyed and so many people sort of enjoyed it as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes stuff you bang on about and you enjoy yourself, people go, what is this guy chatting about?
Yeah.
But some people
I've read that in the comments.
People really liked it.
Amazing.
Nice.
I watched it. It was a good video. It's sort of like, you know, just, not quite the same, like going out with my dad. It's like just a good, wholesome...
Exactly, yeah.
Doing stuff, like just mountain biking,
What we get up to on the weekends, right? It's just that's what you want.
Yeah, exactly. I think, it's quite relatable. Well, I'm going to... Completely unrelatable, this last one. I'm going to call it under mountain biking.
Right.
Because it was mountain biking underground through the caves of Slovenia.
That
was insane.
Yeah, dude, like that whole trip, I had to put it in there. If you haven't seen it, have a... Clips are on screen right now, and it's literally something I will probably never do again. It was pretty scary and wild, and you just never think you're going to do something like that. And there's this one particular section which really sort of, excuse my language, me right up. It was really steep, really low headroom, and you're like, oh my God, this could go so... And you're like 7K, not 7K vertically underground.
Yeah, but if anything goes wrong.
You got 7K distance. Yeah, it was mad. I'll never forget that.
Not getting ambulance down there, right?
No way.
I can't imagine just descending into a black hole. I like just no knowledge of what's below. You're just like, oh, sweet.
We all did this thing. We stopped at one point and we all just turned our lights off.
Oh.
And we all went quiet and it was like,
Turn it on.
Oh my God. I think I poked the cameraman at the time and he absolutely like pooed his house. That's one for me I won't forget. What have you got third then, Ferg?
So this one was a pretty special one. This was James and my first video together. I took him enduro racing at the Ardrock race.
This was early on in you guys starting, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, like
one of my first videos.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like a month in. We got him an enduro bike, took him out on Ardrock. And that was, what was so cool was, again, it was just two mates going out for a ride, but also sort of showing him the fact that enduro is cool, the fun parts of it. And then the fact we had blind stages and we had some amazing weather. And then we did even throw in, we went and did the PT's Pub World Champs.
Little mini bikes, wasn't
it? Yeah, mini bike World Champs.
That did look really good.
Yeah,
that did
it was. Look good. I think you've covered off like my third videos as well, because I was going to say Sassier and I was going to say Hard Rock as well. Just all, to be honest, all my favourite videos are the ones we do together.
Oh,
wow.
Oh God.
This guy's going to make me cry.
It's going to make the audience sick again, isn't he?
I think we definitely, obviously, we enjoy like presenting and doing these challenges together. So that's definitely like on the cards for the future. Yeah. But I suppose on that note, we should kind of throw a few little teasers out there for what we want and what to hopefully for you to expect in 2026. Because, Jay, you got anything?
I don't want to give too much away, but I've got some pretty big XC challenges, some races, and then some also like personal challenges.
Okay.
Riding further than ever ridden before.
What? Which I should imagine would be quite a way.
Yeah, on a mountain bike particularly, it'll be probably my longest ride by at least 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, time-wise as well, that's a long time.
I don't want to give too much away,
he's playing it all cool.
Very big XC challenges. Okay. Yeah.
All right, I look forward to that.
How about you?
Myself, well, I am going to slightly give this one away. Potentially BC bike race, we'd love to do, wouldn't we?
That's the one I was keeping.
Oh, was it? Oh, no, I'm just...
Well,
I've blown that one.
That's all right. I was keeping low profiles, you know.
And I went.
The competitors don't get worried about us.
No profile whatsoever on that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to return to downhill racing a little bit.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah. That's what we like to see.
I've had a downhill bike for a year.
What, on a Balfour?
I nearly saw then. Yes.
Yeah.
No. I'm going to return. I haven't ridden a downhill bike properly for 15 years. I've had one for a year here and it's collecting dust. So I thought this thing needs to come out. So keep your eyes peeled. Rich is coming a downhill. And what about you, Ferg?
I've got...
Not BC bike race as well, is it?
No, I've got my biggest challenge yet. I have completely changed. It's not a downhill race. I'm going way off script. I know, it's terrifying. I'm entered into Leadville 100.
Right, for those who may not know quickly, quick rundown, what is Leadville? Do you know what you've entered?
I have actually, I've done some research, and the more research I do, the more scared I get.
You should be.
But it is 110 miles, which is further than I've ever ridden.
170K?
Yeah, about 170K. 175. Yeah.
But the bit that's the real stinger is you start at 10,000 feet.
Yeah, it's.
What's that in real money? About 3,000.
3,000 meters.
Yeah. Watch your altitude, mate. It gets you.
This guy knows.
I know this guy. Hopefully, I won't do a repeat performance of James. But
wow.
Yeah, that's going to be.
That sounds amazing, though.
It'll be incredible. I can't wait, but I'm also definitely nervous. But I'm going to take you guys on a journey with me as I try to lose a few kegs and get XC fit like these boys. So
good luck. I look forward to watching all that. I tell you what, before we move on the show, let us know in the comments down below, what would you like to see us get up to in 2026? What do you want us to take part in? Maybe go to guest, anything you want. Let us know in the comments down below. And we'll try and do our best to make it happen.
And also let us know what your goals are for 2026 as well. What are your big challenges? We want to know, don't we?
I was very self-centered. Thank you.
That's all right. With it being Christmas week, there is no news this week, but we do have some great deals on some of our stuff on the GMBN shop. If you've got a little bit of extra Christmas spending money, make sure to check out some of the great deals we have on all the riding kit and casual kit as well. All your sales help us produce the great content we make on the channel, so definitely check it out. The link is in the description down below.
It is now time for a New Year's Hacks and Bodges! Hacks and Bodges! Hacks and Bodges! Al on the camera's gone deaf of us shouting into the mics. Maybe a Grinch, go on.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, what have we got first? Right. We've got two to
kicking things off, we have Malcolm Jeffrey with this pretty insane contraption. He's taken a fresh mint box.
That's insane.
And has bodged it into a tool holder. So I needed a way to carry the minimal tools fixer-upper bits, and I really wanted to start repurposing all these mint tins. So this holds a small multi-tool, a sushi fish with lube.
I've seen people do that before.
And glue. Yeah,
the soy sauce.
Yeah.
With a quick link. This is my trusty old retro 26.
Is that under
single
his saddle?
Speed under...
It's got to be, yeah.
I think
that's quite good because I've had like saddlebags before and they're just made out of cotton or whatever material. It's probably not cotton.
Not cotton. Oh, God, whenever I've ordered these silk saddlebags.
Yeah, I reckon he's got a bald one back there. Yeah.
When it rains and it gets all all your tools rust in it.
Yeah, I know.
Because
what you
that's
mean.
A metal tin.
The tin rusts.
Well, yeah.
Do you know what? It's a good bit of ingenuity, though, Malcolm. I do like it. Are we saying a hack
I
or
think
a
it's
bodge?
A hack.
I reckon it's a hack, yeah.
Okay, all right. Next up, James, who have we got?
That is from Tim Roberts. He says, I did the Atlas Mountain race this year, and in the middle of nowhere, one of my jockey wheels craps out. I only had the outer and inner races left as all the balls fell in the dirt. I just fit it back together and it worked for a bit but made a terrible racket. All I had was sun cream, so used that as grease. I had to reapply every 50k for the next 4 days.
Oh my god.
Sun cream as grease.
Factor 50, that's fixed up.
It's oil, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's a bodge. Is that a bodge?
Connor and GCN, is he doing the Atlas?
He is, yeah.
Tim Roberts, yeah, that's a bodge.
Yeah, bodge.
All right, well, look, the winner can win a prize from the GMBN shop up to the value of £50.
Who is it, Rich?
Oh, I'm...
Can I just say, he's got a Vittorio Mezcal in there.
Don't try and swing.
No, I'm just saying. Well done.
Look, you were voting for that tin box, all right?
I'm saying Malcolm.
I do think Malcolm with the tin box. Yeah. Congratulations, Malcolm. Don't forget, drop us a little DM to be able to claim your prize. And as always, the uploader is linked in the description down below. Please send your hacks and bodges submissions to there because we do love to see them. First show of the new year then, and it's time for Bike Vault. And we've got some absolute bangers sent in by you lot out there. Ferg, who have we got first?
So first up, we have Oliver England with a propane spindrift.
It's a strong start, isn't it?
Yeah, built up from frames. This is a full custom build.
Brushed metal colour as well. It's nice.
I like the raw.
Yeah, the raw is good. I think that's a super nice thing. Excellent. Excellent work there, James.
No, that's all right.
Right, next is...
Bit of arm pump after that one,
actually. I'm not sure why you're trusting him after he knocked over his pint last week. Come on.
I need to get that bug off my, whatever they call it, monkey off my back.
Bug off my shoulder.
Yeah. I've not had a Guinness this week.
The well-known sailing, saying, oh, God.
You guys, have a word, honestly.
Right, who's next? Justin Smith. What orange is this for?
Five? Is it a five? Where's the description? Hang on.
It is an orange gyro.
29er, built up from frame to be my winter trail bike. 1x11, tubeless, DMR grips. It's nice. Photo taken halfway through a 36-mile ride.
I like how Christmas it is.
Yeah, I quite like. I think, do you know what? This is super nice for me, anyway. It's super nice for me.
That looks like it's taken in Hobbiton.
It does, yeah.
James, is that your house?
The ancient. What? Hey, it's torn up. Let's not rehash this one a moment.
Do you think I earn that much money, Tim?
Oh, God. All right, stay on track, fellas. Stay on track. Next up, Warren Lanes has sent in this Scott. What's that? Scale? No.
Scott Spark.
Spark's the full sus. Apologies.
He's really cool bike.
Did you?
Yeah.
Fox Factory 34 SL. The new chocker. I never had a go on it, I'd like to know.
Yeah, it's unique to the Scots.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. And Deity Super Villain Pedals.
Deity? It's Deity, isn't it?
Deity.
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 Deity. Deity would be D-I-E-T.
Yeah, I was going to say Deity, all right.
Deity.
Where are you from again? North.
That's Warren Lanes.
That's Warren Lanes. Warren, and in quite a nice yellow. I like that. That's a super nice.
Right, next up we have David Pearson with a Dartmoor. Oh, I haven't seen one of these in ages. They're wicked bikes.
Do the Dartmoor still make bikes?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, it's not something...
I would assume so. The Dartmoor Blackbird Enduro, which I built up from a bare frame under a fairly tight budget. It has a RockShox Zeb fork with a basic Deluxe Select plus rear shock for now.
It's cool fur.
Spank spoon stem riser bars.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, looks very cool.
Maybe. Mendip's there.
Yeah, I was about to
say. I don't think he is, but if he is. Super nice for me. I'm just feeling generous.
I'm going to have to use my other arm.
You get the arm pump. David, thank you very much for sending that one in. We're getting towards the end, people. Bear with us, because this one, just ring the bell already. It's super nice. Apart from, actually,
those hand balls.
I can't be doing that.
That's a delivery special.
Come on, surely not. I don't know, but it's like a nice snowy picture. The bike's wicked. So hang on.
It was all going well.
You need them hand warmers with the snow.
Yeah, this is from Derek Towler, and this is a...
It's an Ibis.
Oh, hang on. Might have to put a bit of a pause here. Is that an Ibis?
Yes, the new Ibis. Yeah.
Is it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
You boys thought it was a Yeti.
I did think it was a Yeti.
They do look quite similar.
I remember my first bike bolt.
Oh, God, it's a new year. Derek, when you're obviously new Ibis, because everyone knows that, it's a super nice, even with that handbrake. In Ontario, I mean, if
Oh my
in Ontario, God. That's probably fair enough. Yeah. Even I'd wear gloves there, I reckon.
If you're doing that around Bristol with a delivery rucksack on, maybe not. But.
Yeah, you ain't dealing food. What? And whose is this?
It's my dad's bike.
Hey! James M.
It's a specialised stump jumper, I know that.
Is it?
It's probably around 2015.
Let's find out. It is as well!
Yeah.
No way!
Told you, mate.
Oh,
Compevo, 27.5. My dad's got, that's 29er version, I think.
It's not as a 27.5 version.
My dad's got the 29 though.
Okay.
Very nice bike, James.
Old Ronnie.
Yeah,
Ronnie. 29.
Yeah, he's got that and he puts it in the back of the Citroen Picasso.
It's a super nice. It's a proper house. Yes. James, thank you for sending that one
and
in.
Ronnie,
thank you all. As always, we do love to see your bikes very much so on this episode. So send them into the uploader linked in the description down below. On people, we have got some cool things coming up on the channel this week. Actually, from this guy, what have we got? You tried pro gearing,
and the results shocked me.
Did they actually?
Yeah, I put a 38 tooth chainring on my XC bike. It's quite a lot of XC pros are running at World Cups this year. Most bikes come stock.
What do you run normally? I was going
to
ask.
I used to race on a 34, sometimes a 36, but like my stock always came with a 32 actually.
Yeah.
So I went all the way up to a 38. It looks sick and it does feel really good and efficient.
Once you get it going.
Once you get
it going. Well, you'll find out.
Yeah, watch the video, see how I got on with it.
And do more expensive bikes make a difference for beginners?
That was another video of me actually.
This guy.
So it's a sequel to the first video we did with Ollie Reed, the GCN social media creator. He did so well in that first video, we thought we'd treat him to something a bit special.
Any crashes? Or should we have to wait and find out?
Wait to find out.
Wow, okay, nice. That does sound like some pretty cool stuff coming up. But that is the end of our New Year's special, gents.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What a year it has been. Honestly, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you both join.
Boom.
Boom.
Gone fungus.
Oh, fungus him. Thank you, gents, for everything you've done so far. Really looking forward to what's coming up. As always, let us know, like I said, in the comments down below. What would you like to see these pair of monkeys get up to? I know I'm looking forward to the year ahead. As always, thanks for watching, everybody. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Happy New Year.
Bye. Happy New Year.